You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 91, Garden Party by Rick Nelson. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Today on Lyrics Undercover, we're going to honor several requests I've gotten recently for Rick Nelson's 1972 single, Garden Party. Thanks go out to Ian, Wayne, and Brian for suggesting the track. At first glance, the song honors several rock performers in the 1960s, but the inspiration for the song and its true meaning are a lot deeper. We'll delve into those meanings in just a moment, but first, a little background on teen heartthrob Rick Nelson. Eric Hilliard Nelson, better known as Ricky, was born May 8, 1940 in Teaneck, New Jersey, the famous son of also famous Ozzie and Harriet Nelson. At 10 years old, Ricky and his family were the stars of the show Ozzie and Harriet, originally a radio comedy but evolving into a television show centering around the family's life. In 1956, an episode aired featuring Ricky organizing and singing in a rock band at his high school. The next year, he performed as part of another episode, backed by a local band singing a cover version of Fats Domino's I'm Walkin'. The song was released as a single and became a million seller. With the popularity of this single, Ricky's star shone brightly in the latter part of the 50s and early 60s, both as a singer and more predominantly as a teenage heartthrob. However, in the mid-60s, the British invasion started to steal the spotlight, and he had a hard time remaining in the public eye. By the late 1960s, he'd been forgotten, and the posters on teenage girls' walls had changed to the mop-top faces of a few boys from Liverpool. In October 1971, Ricky, now matured to Rick Nelson, was invited to perform at a reunion show at Madison Square Garden, along with other greats like Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry, and Little Richard. The event was the inspiration for Nelson's last hit single, 1972's Garden Party.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories, play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me, I didn't look the same. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
The Garden Party, referenced in the title, alludes to the reunion show at Madison Square Garden, and although his name was still well known, his appearance had changed, as mentioned in the previous verse. No longer the clean-cut teenager, with his longer shoulder-length hair, he felt unrecognizable.
People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought her walrus, there was magic in the air. Over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's...
Now we begin to hear the nods to other musicians in the song. The first reference, Yoko Brought Her Walrus, is an obvious one. John Lennon and Yoko Ono were in attendance at the concert, not as performers, but as members of the audience. However, the last line in this verse is a little more cryptic. Mr. Hughes hid in Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. Not a reference to billionaire Howard Hughes, this is actually a reference to George Harrison, who would use the Hughes alias when traveling. As for the Dylan reference, Harrison, at the time of the concert, was working on an album of Bob Dylan covers, which were sadly never released.
Played them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. When I sang a song about a honky tonk, it was time to leave. But it's
To please the audience, Nelson sang a mixture of his older hits, as mentioned in the previous verse, but he also included some of his newer material. However, during his set, Nelson was met with boos from the audience. The negative feedback from the crowd could have been due to his appearance and musical style changing so dramatically, or, more likely, and sadly unbeknownst to Nelson, because of the police forcibly escorting rowdy members of the audience to the exits in the back of the theater. When the booing didn't subside during his performance of the Rolling Stones' Honky Tonk Woman, he decided it was time to leave and ended his set.
Someone opened up a closet door and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring and a bell and looking like he should. If you gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck.
The song ends on a sadly bitter note as Nelson leaves the stage, as Chuck Berry enters looking like his fans remember him and playing all of his older hits. It becomes apparent in this verse that Nelson would rather be able to play some of his newer material than be relegated to his songs from the previous decades. Tragically, on New Year's Eve 1985, we lost Rick Nelson in a plane crash along with his fiancée. However, his music still lives on through his twin sons, Gunnar and Matthew, who hit it big in the late 1980s and early 1990s, but still perform currently not only their own hits, but their father's as well, including their own cover of Garden Party.
So you got to please yourself.
That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.